Hello, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much, Amy. What's happening?
Well, I wanted to touch base with you because I got your email indicating that you do want to participate in the Google Guarantee Program.
Okay.
And I wanted to just touch base with you on a couple things just to make sure that we're totally clear. So the upfront cost is a $250 application fee, and that goes to get everything Google Guarantee approved. Google Guarantee approval will take a max of 4 to 8 weeks. Again, it usually does happen way sooner, but that's what I have to quote because that's what the terms and conditions quote. And then once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget is the $922, and then the lead cost of $70 per qualified lead will come out of that $922 budget.
Right. That's what I said in email.
Cool.
Yep.
I just wanted to re-verify because sometimes I get an email and people will say that, and then I talk to them and they're like, no, that's not what I meant. So I just want to be super clear.
The 922, that's exactly why I wrote that. So
perfect.
The 922 is not an upfront total. It's still a budget based on a per lead charge.
Correct.
Qualified lead charge.
Correct.
So that's fine. That's a target, and that budget can change. I understand mm-hmm. that.
Right.
But I'm totally okay with that. Yeah.
Okay. So if you want, I can go ahead. If I have your permission, I'll charge the $250 application fee, send the application over to you, give you a couple of days with the application, and then I'll call for the technician to verify all the application information, and we'll submit it off to Google.
Yeah, well, as I said there, as you probably know, if you Google Kitchen Right, people have told me many times, there's only one review, and it's, I don't remember even how old. It's very old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a result of the fact that since then we've been working as service providers to Angie's, primarily HomeAdvisor.
Right.
Angie's List. So any reviews that came in are captive inside those programs and cannot be seen if people look for a Google review. So what I need to do is I need to just take a few days to communicate to my customers and explain my situation and ask them to, if they would, even if they have done a review in the past, do a new review on the Google link and to do that. So and they might need a day or two to respond. So I'm sure I can get that done pretty quickly, but even still, it'll wind up taking a few days.
Right.
You had told me, I think, that the minimum was two. Well, I got one and it's 15 years old or whatever it is.
But we have lots of tools to help with that. Once you say yes and we go ahead and we send that over, we have the team create you a tiny URL. So it's a link that's specific to your business. And when you're reaching out to those clients, you send them this link and then you say your spiel, obviously, hey, I would really appreciate you filling out another review for me. And here's the link. So that way it goes specifically to the proper platform.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead and do that.
All right. So I just have to verify because everything's on the recorded line. I have the visa ending in 6105, and I'm going to charge that for the $250 application fee.
Yeah, that's correct. I will tell you that the same card number, we're right at the day of expiration, literally.
I have January of 2029 on this card.
Yeah, it just got recycled too. I'm glad they're expecting me to live at least that long. So that's good.
Oh, you make me laugh every time. You always come up with some something, man.
I'm glad. The bank's even better. I refinanced something recently, and it goes out to I have to live to be 120 years old to get to the end of the term. So I took that as a vote of confidence, right?
Yes.
That, Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, okay, as long as you got the new card, then you're good.
Yeah, I've got the new card. I'm processing that now. You will go ahead and get the invoice on that. The other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to call you. I'm going to go ahead and send the application over. And then they're shutting down for this evening as far as everything goes for operations and me getting you that tiny URL. So I'm going to get that put together for you tomorrow, and I'll call you with it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
No, I mean, there's really no rush. Do what you got to do. There's
yeah.
There's no rush from my part. We're okay, so.
Right.
You know, whatever it takes, just do whatever you got to do.
You're the best, Nick. I'll go ahead. And I wanted to thank you so much for leaving that 5-star review for us. That's great. Thank you so much for that.
You know, you're welcome. So, it's truthful. I have, I did a little bit qualify it because, we really, really, you know, haven't been getting the production of leads yet. But, as I said, whatever I wrote, is that, everyone that I have spoken to or followed up with or has, communicated
part.
With me.
Right.
They've done a, you know, and I have confidence that, it's all going to work out well.
It is going to work out very, very well. And then so I'm going to go ahead and send this out. And then tomorrow when I call you with everything, I'll just review the last little bits of everything that we need, okay?
Yeah. Now, I do have a 9 o'clock appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm not going to be available until, call it 11 o'clock, my time, of course, 11
okay.
o'clock.
Okay.
So anytime after 11, I don't care when. I only have one appointment tomorrow, which is at 9. So, let's call it 11.
30?
Not earlier than 11. Yeah.
Let's do 11:30.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Works. Anything's good. Yep.
All right. Perfect. I look forward to talking with you then.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.